Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving headfirst into something that trips us all up at some point. Time management. Ever feel like there aren't enough hours in the day? Like you're constantly playing catch-up, scrambling from one thing to the next, and never quite feeling on top of things? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. We can absolutely reclaim our time and start living with more intention and purpose. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, another podcast about time management? Seriously? Trust me, this isn't your run-of-the-mill, get up at 5 a.m. and drink green juice kind of advice. We're going deeper here, exploring real strategies that work even when life throws its curveballs. We're talking about practical tools and mindset shifts that can actually transform the way you manage your time and energy. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee for me. And let's dive into five key takeaways that will seriously level up your time management game. Number 1. Ditch the multitasking myth. Ever tried to cook dinner while answering emails while simultaneously brainstorming a presentation? It's like trying to juggle flaming chainsaws, stressful, chaotic, and rarely successful. Our brains aren't wired for it. Focus on one task at a time. Give it your full attention and watch your productivity soar. Number 2. Embrace the power of planning. Now, I know some people think planning is just another chore, but hear me out. A little pre-thought can save you tons of stress and wasted time in the long run. Take 15 minutes each evening to jot down your top priorities for the next day. It's like giving yourself a roadmap through the chaos, ensuring you focus on what truly matters. Number 3. Time blocking, your secret weapon. This one is game changer. Instead of just listing tasks, actually schedule blocks of time in your day dedicated to specific activities. Want to write that blog post? Block out 2 hours. Need to tackle emails? 1 hour. Seeing your day visually laid out can help you stay on track and prevent those pesky distractions from derailing your entire schedule. Number 4. Learn to say no with grace. This is a tough one, but so crucial. Saying yes to everything inevitably leads to feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or simply drain your energy. Remember, protecting your time is an act of self-care. Number 5. Don't forget the power of breaks. You can't expect to be productive all day long without giving your brain a chance to recharge. Step away from your desk every hour or so, take a quick walk, grab a healthy snack, or simply close your eyes and breathe for a few minutes. These short breaks can actually boost your focus and creativity in the long run. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Picture this. You're a busy professional juggling work, family, and maybe even a side hustle. Your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt, and you're constantly feeling behind. Sound familiar? By applying these strategies, focusing on one task at a time, planning your day, using time blocks, learning to say no, and taking regular breaks, you can transform that chaotic feeling into something more manageable. You'll start checking things off your list with confidence, feel less stressed, and actually have time for the things that truly matter. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Every small step towards better time management is a win. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest time management challenge in the comments below. Let's support each other and create a community of mindful and productive individuals. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who needs a little time management boost. See you tomorrow for another dose of the Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.